Ever walk into a room and just feel instantly at peace? Like the design itself is like a lullaby, you know?
No.
Just all calm and pulled together.
Yeah, it's amazing how a room can just make you feel something, isn't it? And you're so right. A monochromatic palette just has this like inherent serenity to it.
It really does. It's like the color scheme is whispering to you,
Yeah.
relax, you've arrived.
I love that.
So today we're diving deep into the art of monochromatic design.
Yes.
What is it? How do you actually pull it off? And how can you use it to create that same, like, tranquil vibe in your own home?
Right.
And we've got some great resources to guide us too.
Yeah.
We're looking at two articles today from Pristine Painters, both about, like, the secrets of monochromatic design.
Awesome.
Now, I'll be honest, when I first heard monochromatic, I'll be honest, I was picturing like a hospital room, all white, kind of sterile, you know, not exactly the relaxing oasis I had in mind.
Right.
When I think relaxing oasis, I'm thinking like a spa,
Yeah.
not a doctor's office.
Totally. It's a super common misconception, though. People think one color equals one note. But here's the thing. Monochromatic design, it's not about using the same exact shade everywhere. It's about exploring like the full spectrum of a single color family.
Okay, so more like a symphony than a single note then.
Yes, exactly. Think of it like a paint swatch card. Okay, you've got your main color, your hue, right there at the center. Then you've got your lighter versions, which are called tints, and your darker, richer shades. And then you've got tones, which are created by adding a touch of gray to that base hue.
Okay, this is making more sense now.
Yeah.
So it's about using all those variations, right? The tints, the tones, and shades to create depth and interest, all while staying within like the same color family.
Yes, precisely. And that's how you avoid that flat, one-dimensional look. You know what I mean?
Totally.
Like, imagine, for example, a living room with pale blue walls, which would be a tint, right? Then you might have a sofa upholstered in a slightly deeper, like, blue-gray, which would be a tone. And to top it off, you could add some throw pillows with a navy blue pattern, which is a shade, you know, to really make things pop.
Okay, that makes so much more sense. But how do you even begin to choose that perfect color?
Right.
Like that hero hue that kind of sets the stage for the whole design.
Right.
Where do you even start?
Yeah, that's where the fun begins.
Okay, tell me more.
So the best place to start is by looking at what you're naturally drawn to, like what colors just make you feel happy and at ease.
Okay.
Think about your wardrobe.
Interesting. What do my clothes have to do with interior design?
Well, think about it. You probably gravitate towards certain colors in your clothing without even realizing it, right?
That's true.
Yeah, the colors we choose to wear often like reflect our personalities and what makes us feel good. So if you find yourself reaching for like cool blues and greens, chances are those same colors will bring a sense of calm and tranquility to your home as well.
That's a really interesting way to think about it. So if I'm drawn to warmer colors like reds and oranges, those are maybe better suited for, say, a dining room where there's more energy.
Exactly. Deep, rich colors can create this sense of intimacy and sophistication, which is why you often see them in dining rooms or libraries. Think deep emerald green or a warm, inviting burgundy.
So it sounds like the key is to choose a color that not only speaks to you personally, but also like aligns with the mood you want to create in the space.
Absolutely. It's about creating a space that feels authentically you.
Love that. But let's be real, the idea of going full on monochromatic can feel a bit daunting, I have to admit.
Yeah.
Where do you even begin?
Yeah, you don't have to like go from 0 to 100 overnight, you know? You can just like dip your toes in the monochromatic pool, so to speak.
I like that. So where's a good place to start if you're not ready to commit an entire living room to like one color?
Smaller spaces are always a good kind of like testing ground.
Okay.
Think like guest bathrooms, home offices,
Yeah.
maybe even a walk-in closet.
Yeah.
You know, these are spaces where you can like really play with the concept of monochromatic design without like the pressure of getting it perfect, you know, for the entire world to
It's
see.
like a training ground for your like monochromatic muscles.
Exactly. And then once you've had a chance to experiment in a smaller space, you can always expand the look to other areas of your home if you're feeling bold.
Right. That makes sense.
Yeah.
So let's say I've picked my perfect color. I found my training ground room. How do I actually bring the like monochromatic magic to life? And how do I avoid creating a space that feels, well, boring?
Yeah.
Because that's my biggest fear with this whole thing.
Totally. This is when texture comes in.
Okay.
Texture is essential when it comes to creating visual interest and depth in a monochromatic space.
Okay, so walk me through. What kind of textures are we talking about here? Like, get specific.
Yeah, so anything that adds like a tactile element or just a visual variation to the surfaces in a room. Okay, so think plush velvet pillows against a sleek leather sofa, or a chunky knit throw like draped over a chair with a smooth, polished wood frame.
So it's about creating contrast within the overall color scheme.
Yes, exactly. And don't forget about natural elements too. Things like woven baskets, jute rugs, even like a simple wooden bowl filled with fruit can add this beautiful organic texture that just really elevates the space.
It's like bringing the outdoors in, even in a subtle way.
Right.
Now, here's something that really surprised me when I was, reading those articles from Pristine Painters.
Yeah.
They were saying that apparently the paint finish you choose can make a big difference in how the color reads in a room.
Yes.
I never really thought about that before.
It's true. A lot of people focus so much on choosing like the right color that they totally forget about the impact of the sheen, but the sheen or the glossiness of your paint can like dramatically affect how the light reflects off the walls, which in turn like affects how the color is perceived.
Okay, well, give me the download then. What are the different types of sheen, and how do I know which one to choose?
Okay, so you've got your matte finishes, which are very, very low gloss, and they absorb the light, which creates this soft, almost velvety look. They're really great for hiding imperfections on walls.
They sound forgiving, which I like.
Yes. And then you've got your eggshell finishes, which have a slightly higher sheen than matte. Those are a popular choice for like living areas and bedrooms.
Okay.
They offer a nice balance between practicality and style.
Right.
And then you've got your semi-gloss and high-gloss finishes, which are like the most reflective. Those are often used on like trim and moldings to add a touch of shine and make those like architectural details pop.
So even within our chosen color family, we can use different sheens to create like contrast and dimension.
Precisely. And this subtle play of light and shadow just adds a layer of visual intrigue that you might not even consciously notice,
Right.
but it makes a world of difference in how the space feels overall.
Okay, this is all starting to make sense. But I have to ask, are we really limited to just one color here?
Right.
Can we bring in any other hues at all? Or are we going like full on commitment to our chosen shade here?
Right.
Are we really limited to just one color here? Can we bring in any other hues at all? Or are we going like full on commitment to our chosen shade here?
It's not about being a purist. Think of your main color as the star of the show.
Okay.
Now, even the biggest stars benefit from a little strategic lighting, right?
Okay, I like where this is going. So what are our lighting options in the design world? What can we use to make that star color really shine?
Black and white are your new best friends.
Okay.
A touch of black, like strategically placed, can really ground the space and just add a bit of drama. So imagine a bedroom with those like calming blue walls we talked about, right? Now picture a sleek black bed frame, maybe some black picture frames on the nightstand. It adds depth and visual interest without like stealing the spotlight from that
Sounds
blue.
like adding a little bit of punctuation to a sentence.
Yes, exactly. And
Okay.
white is your like breath of fresh air. It keeps monochromatic room from feeling too heavy,
Yeah.
especially if you're working with like those really rich hues.
Right.
Think like crisp white trim, maybe some sheer white curtains to let the light in.
So it's all about balance and contrast, even within like
Yeah.
a limited color palette. I
Exactly.
love it. This is so cool.
And the best part is like once you understand these basic principles, you can start to experiment and make the look your own, you
Right.
know? There really are no hard and fast rules. It's your home, your sanctuary. Have fun with it.
This has been such an eye-opening deep dive. I feel like I have a whole new understanding of what monochromatic design can be. It's so much more than just painting everything one color.
Right.
It's about like, understanding those nuances of hue and tone and shade and playing with textures and finishes to create like depth and visual interest.
Exactly.
And of course, not forgetting about those strategic pocks of black and white
Of course not. Those are key.
to just to bring it all together. It's about
Yes.
creating a space that feels like harmonious and calming without being boring in the slightest.
Exactly. That's the goal.
I don't know about you, but I'm feeling very inspired.
Me too.
I'm ready to like redo my whole house now.
Yes.
Well, on that note, I think I'm gonna go order some paint swatches.
Good idea.
Who knows? Maybe my whole house will be a monochromatic masterpiece by this time next week.
I love it. I can't wait to see pictures.
Until next time, happy decorating.
Happy decorating.